Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. This is the podcast that's all about keeping Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. Now, before we start with today's episode, I just wanted to begin by saying that some exciting work is going on behind the scenes at my favourite Elliott Smith song, HQ. The team has quite literally doubled in size to two people, and I'm very pleased to say that the new member of the team is Elizabeth Widstanley, who's a visual artist based in LA. And with a bigger team, we plan to bring you more episodes and, dare I say, better episodes. And we're also starting to do more on social media too. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle, at MyFaveESmithSong. So now let's get on with the show. And in this episode, we speak to the singer-songwriter BT Wolfe. BT's built a reputation for being somewhat of an innovator. She's known for mixing music with technology, and she was even named as one of Wired's 22 people changing the world last year. But importantly for this show, she's a huge Elliott Smith fan. Her most recent album even features a song written in tribute to Elliott. So without any further ado, I'll hand you over to BT. And this is the conversation we had when I called her up in LA, where she currently lives. And BT begins by discussing her pick for her favourite Elliott Smith song.
Very difficult, almost impossible, actually. But I had to choose, so I went with Twilight.
Haven't loved this hard in a long time. I better stop now before I start crying. Go off to sleep in the sunshine. I don't want to see the day when it's dying.
What I love about Twilight is within the first sentence that Elliott sings, I both want to burst into tears and burst out laughing. And it just has this quality, you know, starting off with the ambient sound, the crickets, and then the guitar and voice coming in, you know, almost immediately. And this line, I haven't laughed so hard in a long time, I better stop now before I start crying. Just when he sings that, it kind of absolutely goes in so deep and makes me want to laugh and cry, just as he's describing.
She's a sight to see,
sight to see.
She's a good to me,
good to me.
I'm already somebody's baby. She's a pretty thing,
pretty thing.
She knows everything,
everything.
But I'm already somebody's baby.
To you, does it seem about enjoying the company of someone but then perhaps already being in a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because obviously that's what the song is, you know, describing, that's the story. But there's something about Elliott where it's almost the feeling and the, you know, the emotion and his voice and the music, it just carries so much meaning for me, and it ends up being kind of more than the story, which is weird because I'm such a word lover. Leonard Cohen was, you know, another big sort of inspiration of mine, and there's something about Elliott that just it's like you can't pick apart the words from the music, from the person, from the delivery, from, you know, the mood. It's like so integrated, and it just is this incredibly powerful feeling. So yeah, I almost don't listen to it as a story, but just this kind of beautiful characteristic, like incredible gentleness, but also this amazing sort of potency that he possesses.
You don't deserve to be lonely, but those drugs you got won't make you feel better. Pretty soon you'll find it's the only little part of your life you're keeping together. I'm a nice to you.
I don't know what it is about that track. I think that, you know, I'd kind of got into Elliott when I was about 14, and then it was, you know, Either Or and Roman Candle and you know, just Elliot Smith, the self-titled album. And I absolutely loved it, but I also found it kind of intense at the time because I was going through a sort of dark period myself. And then I was actually doing, you know, a number of years later for the first album release, I was doing this interview with Craig Marks, this kind of legendary journalist. And he, you know, we ended up talking about Elliot Smith sort of after this interview. And he sent me the time that he performed, you know, the famous Miss Misery performance at the Oscars. And it was just like it completely reawakened that love and made me want to return, you know, to all that music. And, you know, when I listened, you know, this later stage in my life, sort of post, you know, this like slightly troubled phase, I realized it wasn't intense. It was so beautiful, and it was so, and his musicality was so incredible that it had these moments of like, you know, Bach or like God, or like, you know, the Beach Boys and like the Beatles, like all these incredible musicians. That he was this singer-songwriter and he was this kind of acoustic artist, but he was also this incredible composer and arranger. And I think that just listening to Twilight in this later phase in my life just seemed to be that real essence of what I loved about him the most.
I'm a nice to you, nice to you. I could make it through. But you're already somebody's baby. I could make you smile if you stayed a while. But how long will you stay with me, baby?
I was reading an interview with you where you were talking about what components of different artists inspire or influence you, which led on to you saying that Elliot Smith's Everything inspired you. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
I don't think there is a single artist alive or dead who has, and musical artist, who has so embodied what I think it means to be an artist, you know, with this absolute sort of focus on, you know, delivering the music as honestly as possible. And I, you know, I would just watch Elliot like giving a, you know, online, like giving a sort of songwriter's lesson, and just be thinking like how many people would be doing this. And, you know, the things that he would come out with, which were so simple, like, you know, this ability to be so simple, but so kind of profound. And in this songwriting lesson, you know, he's like giving advice for upcoming songwriters, and he's just says it like, well, you know, if you like it, there must be something good about it because you liked it, you know, whereas that's not necessarily true. There are a lot of records that sell a million copies and it's really unclear if anybody liked it. And I just think that's fucking brilliant. You know, it's like, how many people say that, like really say that? So he just had this ability to like be so real.
Written a song as a tribute to Elliot as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It was very interesting because it wasn't something I was planning on doing in any way. But then, you know, I heard Don McLean's Vincent, you know, Starry, Starry Night. And one time it just came on and I thought, God, you know, you listen to the lyrics and this is such a beautiful tribute to this human being who wasn't really recognized at the time. And isn't it amazing that, you know, someone can write a song and sort of immortalize, you know, part of this incredible spirit so that more people can hear about it or more people can appreciate it. And I thought, why does a love song have to be a love song for, you know, your partner or your friend or your mother or your father? Why wouldn't you write a love song for someone maybe you didn't know, but who you felt, you know, you really understood, but maybe the world didn't understand necessarily. And so, yeah, I kind of had this in the back of my mind. And then, you know, it was the middle of the night, I was fast asleep, and I woke up and just had this really weird feeling. It was like, oh, I feel like I want to listen to, you know, put on some Elliot. So I started listening to him, and then just had this urge to get the guitar. And, you know, with some songs, like, you have to kind of, you know, you start with a melody or you start with some words or some chords, but then some just kind of come like a steam train in one go. And that's what happened with this song. It just came out, and then, you know, called it Little Moth, which is a nearly perfect anagram of Elliot Smith. It could have been Little Moths and then it would have been perfect, but we're not talking about multiple, we're talking just one.
Why is Elliot a little moth?
Well, good question. Firstly, I'm going to be honest, Rob, the letters, you got to work with the letters, you know. An anagram kind of dictates what letters are already in his name. But no, I think it was the perfect analogy, actually, because, you know, it's like this beautiful, fragile creature that has, you know, not necessarily, it's not like a robust animal or creature that's going to like live forever. It has this sort of fleeting existence. And it's attracted, you know, to the light, which, you know, in the case of the song is truth, you know. So there is this kind of absolute attraction to the truth, which I think is very true of Elliot. And if I went with you, I'd disappoint you too.
Thank you then to Beattie Wolf for taking part in the podcast. And as I mentioned earlier, do check out her song Little Moth. I'll put a link in the episode description, along with a few other bits and pieces you might be interested in. And that's it for this time, but do join us again in a couple of weeks and we'll have another episode for you. And lastly, just thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again very soon.